So I'm Sophia Paris, and this is Around the Islands, and this episode I'm here with the Congresswomen of the CNMI. So thank you so much for coming, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
And the discussion I'd like to have is sort of inspired by Women's Month. I'm really curious if we could talk about female leadership and sort of your experiences with leadership and with the challenges of being a female in a legislative role. So what would you say is like something difficult that comes to mind that, like, specifically as a woman affects you?
In terms of leadership?
Yeah. Well, don't all jump up at once.
Well, I'm looking to Congresswoman Janet here because you are one of the most senior members and the most senior female member in the legislature.
Yes.
And,
that's right. This is going to be my fifth term, so the challenges really that, you know, I face as a result of being a female leader or a public servant for that matter, and most especially in the legislature, is the, you know, the extra roadblocks that I have to overcome. I have to work twice as hard to gain some respect, not only among our male colleagues, but from the public. And I think that is not right. I believe that strong women should be supported by strong men.
Would you say you've had similar experiences of being held to a higher standard?
Yes. I think most definitely. I think all women are, right? We're expected to be 100% at the home, right? Care for your children, make the meals, keep the house nice and tidy, and then we choose to go into a field where expectation is even greater. Pressure is greater, you know. You're expected to not only have it all together at home, but also for the entire community and the island, and make it look easy, and look the part, you know? I mean, there are so many expectations that society places on women already, but when you add being a politician in that, it just seems like, oh my goodness, so much pressure, so much expectation. But I think that's where our strengths as women come into play, because we're flexible, we're creative, you know, we're warm and we're inviting, and these are things that we go through in the home already, right? Unexpected changes, job losses, children crying, I mean, just almost chaos, right? Surrounded by chaos, and in the middle of it all, we're still able to provide calmness and direction. And so women are great leaders. That's my point.
I agree.
And I think, you know, the perspective that I have, so this is my second term, and I served in my first term 10 years ago. Okay. And I was one of two women in the House. I was the youngest woman in the legislature. And, you know, it was really, in so many ways, it felt like an old boys club. And I think that the roadblocks that I felt at the time had to do not just with being female, but also with being young and having different ideas about how, you know, I really believed government should operate and the role of the legislature and public servants. And so that, you know, when I compare, you know, like the experience back then and the 10 years later, I'm a little older, hopefully a little wiser, you know, and I'm coming in with more experience, and I think that has helped a lot. And this time around, you know, I really appreciate Congresswoman Janet was like one of the first to reach out to Sheila and I, and, you know, and she invited us for coffee. Like, there was definitely an effort, which I think she brings because of her experience, right, to reach out to the newer female members, and to establish this relationship of support, that, you know, we can work together. She definitely understands better than any other woman right now in the legislature, like, what a challenge it can be to be in this gender minority, right? But to still, you know, hold our heads up and do our work and work as hard as we need to get the job done.
I'm curious, you've also talked about roadblocks. Can you be a little more specific? Like, what kind of roadblocks come up for female legislators?
One of the roadblocks that being a mother and a grandmother, you know, especially during this term, most of our colleagues are young, and And so they hang around, you know, they're like happy.
Happy hour.
And of course, I'm not able to be a part of that because, you know, they're not only that they're young and they have that high spirit of, you know, experiencing also what is life all about, going out, nightclubbing, happy hour and stuff like that. And, and I wasn't able to be there and join them during those times. And because, like I said, not only that I'm a woman, I guess I'm old already, a senior citizen.
I'm a seasoned.
Seasoned. And I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I have, you know, responsibilities at home, you know. So as a result of that, I lost a pledge for the speakership. And probably if I was joining them during this happy hour and stuff like that, probably I will continue to get that support from them. So I guess that's a roadblock for me that I wasn't able to, you know, it's an obstacle, actually.
Yeah. It makes me think of, you know, the business deals done on the golf course. Yes. Or,
right.
Yeah,
and I don't play golf. And
yeah.
I think so that's why, you know, it's a roadblock for me as a woman, as a member of the legislature, considering that, you know, like you said, I don't play golf. I don't go out there, and
you have your responsibilities to your family.
So,
and it's like
so
a,
for
yeah,
me, that's a roadblock
to
becoming the speaker this legislature. Because, like I said, I got the support, and then all of a sudden, everybody, you know, because the wine and deals and stuff during after work. So that's really a roadblock for.
Well, you know, this is my first term. I've been in office now for 3 months. So there's really very little I can speak to on roadblocks as a legislator. But as a leader, as a female leader, in any role, beginning when I was in elementary, you know, and so now it really is the roadblock of them taking me seriously. Like, just taking me seriously and trying to overcome that barrier that already exists before I even come to the table. Because I'm a woman, because I'm young, they don't think that I can bring much to the table. Right? And so it's when you sit at the table, get your facts down, use a certain tone of voice, right? And then just project your ideas, communicate clearly. We have to be very mindful of that, right? Not using the high-pitched tones all the time or laughing so much. It's just being aware of your presence. So just that coming to the table, I feel, is extra effort and energy that we put into it. You know, because we want to be taken seriously right off the bat. Because we can't waste time or energy sifting through all of that. Let's just get straight to the point, talk about the issue, but focus on the solution.
Yeah, just to speak to that, I think what that makes me think of is, like, you have to, as a female leader, I would think, be able to wear different hats, right? Because speaking in a high-pitched voice and laughing a lot is something you're taught to do as a woman,
right,
to be pleasant. And then now you have to be able to lead, and you have to know when to turn it off. So it's just another thing taking up, like, your mental energy.
Right.
But
I try not to turn it off. Yes, because it's part of who I am, right? I love to laugh, and I love to be positive, and I love to smile. So I try not to change who I am, but I just try to adapt and be flexible, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what really is a strength of women. We are able to adapt quickly. And to any situation, any environment. And that really comes from all of the experiences we've had to face growing up.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're strong.
In terms of roadblocks, I think there are the particular roadblocks that Janet mentioned that she has experienced inside the legislature. But I think that there are also obstacles that women face just to take the step of running for office.
Sure.
And with between the responsibilities at home, the expectations, you know, that, and maybe, you know, for a woman to run for office, and it's not just here, it's in other places, right? Like, often they have to be recruited. They have to be mad about something, or there has to be something in the community that they really, really want to change, right? And then they have to prove themselves. But studies have also shown that when women do take that step, you know, if they're whether they're recruited or mentored or something makes them mad and they decide they want to run, right? They're serious about it, and their chances of getting elected are just as good as a man's chances, and they are just as good at raising money, right? And that's true here. That's true in other places. One thing. So while you were talking about, like, you know, you don't have the time, maybe not even the patience for, like, the happy hour, the golf, like all the things that go with this old boys club at the legislature, which it is still in a lot of cases. I mean, there are a lot of younger members, but there is a very, I mean, it can be fun, you know, like I enjoy happy hour every now and then, but I have noticed, like, in our meetings, with, you know, it's mostly men at the table, right? And often it's the women that are like, okay, let's focus. Like, let's be back to the point. Like, it's okay to joke around, but, like, we have work to do, right? And you can do it in a way that's, like, charming and still builds the relationships and whatever, but at the end of the day, like, I know I want to get work done. And there are things that we need to cover while we're meeting, right? And we don't have time to waste. And so, and I think that that's something maybe we can all relate to.
Yeah, I think women are multitaskers more than men. In fact, I think that's been, like, proven in scientific studies. You know, like, as a woman, you're just better at balancing a million things at once. And I feel like that makes time management something that's, like, a strength, you know, like a female strength. So I can see why it would be you three that are like, can we get to the point? So let's talk about the strengths that women bring to the table as leaders. Ms. Maritita, what do you think?
Well, like I said, I think the strength I have personally is I am a single mother of 5 children and, you know, a grandmother of 8. So those experiences really, you know, is a learning, you know, learning all those curveballs. And, and those experiences make me stronger and help me become a better public servant. We are strong women.
Really?
We can actually, you know, we have that tolerance for, you know.
Chaos, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
I think that makes total sense.
Anything.
I would think that mothers and grandmothers have, like, a special sense of what the youth of a community needs. And so often that's, like, one of the most important tenets of good leadership, right, is to take care of the youth in any community. What do you think, Sheila?
Right.
That's another step.
Well, I think in addition to being flexible, adaptable, you know, and warm and inviting, I feel like when I enter a room or, you know, I'm around people, they feel like I'm just approachable, you know, and it's so easy for them to share and open up to me. And I think that is a major strength that we often oversee, right? Because people will come up to me and just share concerns, ask questions, and that's what I want. I want them to know that you can come up to me and we can talk and we can have a conversation, you know, because I care. Because I care about what you have to say. Because I am serving you, right? I'm serving our community. We want to work together to really build towards a better CNMI. And the only way we can do that is to really at least provide an environment for people to feel comfortable enough to share and have a voice.
Yeah, I think that ability to really listen to constituents, and, you know, there are the things that people will say that they want, and then oftentimes there's, like, underneath all of that, there are, like, other needs, right? That and I think that women may have a stronger ability to perceive that, right?
Between the lines.
And to see the underlying interests, the underlying needs, and the underlying values, and speak to that, right? You know, I think also, you know, I know, like, for me, taking a collaborative approach to anything that I do is important, and you know, which is why, like, it meant so much when Janet reached out to us, and, you know, we talked about things that we could work on together. You know, whenever I, like, I'm working on legislation now, and I think it's really important to reach out across the aisles, like, so with members of the minority, but also with members of the leadership, and really, like, build these relationships. In our precinct, in Precinct 2, we just recently had a community cleanup, and we're going to continue to do these things, but the interest in collaborating and engaging with the community, I think that is in many ways, like, a uniquely female strength of, like, bringing in the partners. Bring in the community to work together.
Awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Really, thanks for having us. That was goes too fast.
Happy Women's Month.
Yes, Happy Women's Month.
Again, I'm here with Miss Janet Maritita, Miss Tina Sablon, and Miss Sheila Babauta. This is Around the Islands. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.